about you fill pages.
I know you can hear me.
We love you more than you'll ever want to know. WMFO Medford.
I want to kiss you on the mouth.
Let it go to get my head. unsolicited phone call is a ball in its own special way. When from my voicemail I hear my offer just might expire, though they play hard to get, I know they'll call again. Come tomorrow, come tomorrow. Think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger.
Hello? Hello! I'm sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just 1 minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists.
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my last. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone call and something inside of me snapped. Give me the words.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Place now I lie in our bed wondering how Thank you. ball up. See the court, baby. Come on. See the court.
Let's go.
All right, see the go pass.
Listen carefully.
Yeah!
Okay, get back.
What do you hear?
Good deeds.
Yes!
Do you know what that is?
No, that's right. Okay, okay.
That's the sound of someone being there. The sound of someone caring about a kid.
Good shot! Yes! Yes!
That's the sound of a mentor. See a movie together, play catch, or just hang out. The important thing is spending time together. A little of your time means a lot to a kid.
This is Laura Bush. Help America's youth. Be a friend. Be a mentor. Just be there.
To be a mentor, go to bigbrothersbigsisters.org. That's bigbrothersbigsisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Oh, is Eric from the band Stepanian. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Do you see the light? changed. The shades no longer drawn, his clothes rearranged. He warned me that this day would come in the summer. He warned me that a wandering man was born to wander.
With a knife and a loaf of bread, comes upon a pack of wild, hungry dogs. She'll use the knife to cut the bread, making sure they're all fed, and maybe save a little for herself. 'Cause it's alright to be gentle, and it's alright to be kind, and it's alright to be brave and scared. I want you to know that I love you more than anything in the world. I want you to know that you're a beautiful girl. And when you were a baby and I held you in my arms, sometimes we'd look out at the stars together. To the moon and back I said, I tell you now so you won't forget, so you'll remember when the going gets harder. 'Cause it's alright to be gentle, and it's alright to be kind, and it's alright to be brave and scared. I want you to know that I love you more than anything in this world. I want you to know that you're a
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she turned on the radio, there was there's nothing going down at all. Then one morning on a Detroit station, couldn't believe what you heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music, and her life was saved by rock and roll. She was just 5 years old. You know my parents be the death of us all. Two TV sets, two Cadillac cars. You know they ain't gonna help me at all. Not at all. Then one morning on a Detroit station, can't believe what she hears at all.